This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweaking, or being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Our friend Kimberly Moran is going to join us after the first break. I'm telling you, man, she's got her hand on the pulse of what's going on. But one of my irritants, in my home state, in my old stomping grounds, Dunkin' Donuts has just gone out of their minds. I mean, isn't New England, isn't Boston, isn't Massachusetts supposed to be like the patriot place in the country? And yet Dunkin' Donuts, again, has decided, or people inside have decided, that they weren't going to serve police officers. So she's got to tell me what's in the air. There's got to be something in the air in New England. There's got to be something going on. She deals with these legislators on a daily basis. So I want to find out what the heck is wrong with these people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think the comment by the guy inside was, I ain't serving no police. Unreal. But what we're going to hit on a little bit now and then more in the second hour. Also in the second hour, Dale Bellis is going to join us. We're going to talk about health care. Where is it going? Are you safe? Do you protect your family? Do you have what you need? We're going to talk about that a little bit in that hour as well. So, we've done these stories for a long time where you start looking at what precincts, counties, states, all across the country over the years. When you start looking into the election cycles, you find out like with, oh, I don't know, all the way back to 2008. If you recall, there were several counties that Barack Obama won in where they had 103, 108, 106% turnout. And you're saying to yourself, my God, if you get a 70 to 80% turnout, you're doing well. And then on top of that, when you find out that more people vote than actually lived, they had more registered voters than actually lived in the county, well, your little bat. Spidey sensors have to go up in the back of your neck, don't they? Don't you have to ask questions? Maybe look into it. You know how they always say, follow the money? When you're looking at somebody that might be corrupt. How about we follow the vote? What do you think? Right? Well, apparently, there were 10 of 11 counties. Let's just take California. That actually had more voters than they had people in the county. Let that just sink into your precious little mind for a second. What is going on with this thing? And you wonder why I hate computers. I actually don't wonder why. We all know why I hate computers. Anyway, the counties end up having, and I've got the article up so that to make it easy. But the counties had 103. One of them had 103. One of them had 106%. Right, and I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, why doesn't somebody open their mouths and say, hey, we need to look into this? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because those counties mostly, I haven't found one that goes to a Republican yet, but almost all of them go to a Democrat. Now, in the case of the 10 of the 11 counties in California, they went, come on, take a guess. Oh, wait. They went to Hillary. So there were more registered voters than there were people who were eligible to vote. And let's think a little bit here. They were San Francisco. I think that's what we would call a sanctuary county. Los Angeles, another sanctuary county. And San Diego, you know, the place right on the border. Another, what I would refer to as a sanctuary county. Now, we have some interesting county names, Imperial County, Lassen County, Los Angeles County, Monterey County, San Diego County, San Francisco County, San Mateo, Santa Cruz. Now, the other numbers are kind of small. Not a big deal, right? Imperial County, 102%. Well, Joe could be a minor, just an accounting, not a big deal. Lassen County, another 102%. Then you get to Los Angeles. Los Angeles County, 112%. That's a little bit of a jump. A little bit more than a couple of bad pencil marks on a piece of paper. But wait a minute, it gets better. Don't let me stop you there. San Diego County, 138%. Where in some areas of San Diego, you could walk across the border. Like, they have some areas where you walk across the street to go to the store. They're happy that you're paying them in American money. Because they're in Mexico. Nobody's going to stop you. San Francisco, 114%. Solano County, also up north, 111%. Yolo County, 110%. How does this happen? Why doesn't anybody scream about it? Oh, you know why? Because it mostly goes to the favor of the Democrats. Why would you complain? Like, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. They won't notice. I'm Joe with Senior Host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Kimberly Marin joins me at the other side of the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration with a 100% success rate cooperate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So take notes on that, just so we can say we're on the same page. That the, you know, that when you have, when you have counties that actually have more registered voters than they do residents, they tend to go Democrat. Check it out yourself. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I usually don't take calls when I have a guest on. I don't know if she's a guest. She kind of moves in on the beginning of the week. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every Monday. We kick off the week together. Kimberly, thanks so much for being with me. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. So, let me see. You have somebody that is poking you about the about education being in the Constitution. Now,
yeah,
really, I'm looking at Producer Tammy, and I've been looking for it. I can't find it where it says, you know, Amendment 5 says, or Amendment 32 and a half says that thou shalt be educated or something. I don't know. Where did we get it?
Yeah, it all started because our local news station posted, should New Hampshire provide free community college to anyone? And, of course, I'm like, no. And, you know, so there's this huge commentary back and forth between people on it. And she's telling me, basically, I'm an idiot because I need to take a constitutional law class because it's right there in the Constitution.
But did he say where?
Like, okay.
Or is he stereotypical socialist that says, it's in there, you got to go look for it?
No, she thinks Republicans are now communists, so.
Wow.
The woman, she's out of her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm like, okay, so where is it in the Constitution? She's responding to me as we speak.
Well, here's where they come out of it. Okay, so they say it's the Constitution is under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. That's where education, I guess you don't have to spell it out. I guess they could just make it up as they walk down the road, take another hit off their joint, go, education, great, there it is, right? The pursuit of happiness. You can't pursue happiness unless you're educated. All those immigrants that came to this country apparently were never happy.
You know, and that's one of the things. You know, they think that you have to be educated. I'm really horrified by the way that some people think in this country, especially my own state, that somehow people who are educated are better than those who aren't. Somehow they're more productive to society than those who aren't. It was kind of actually disturbing, the different commentary I saw. And it's not like it's the first time I've seen it. But I kept reminding people, do you realize what you're saying? Do you really believe that that people who aren't educated are all on welfare and just dependent on the government, and they're not productive citizens of the, you know, the society and for the community? But a lot of them really actually believe this. And if they don't believe it, they're saying it because they're being fed talking points from someone. It's kind of disturbing, to be honest. That's how the left is.
Well, look,
people are delusional, yes, and demented.
Well, look, they say health care is in the Constitution. The right for everybody to have health care. The right for people to have welfare is in the Constitution. I don't know where they find this stuff. I don't think I could. And the producer gets mad at me when I do this, but I don't think I could smoke enough crack to find where in the Constitution it says that I'm guaranteed health care. I mean, you go through these arguments all the time. Where do they find this stuff, or where do they think they find this stuff?
They don't, and that's the problem. I think a lot of times they think, you know, the general welfare, protecting the general welfare, which means just protecting us so we can pursue our own opportunities. Basically, you know, defense is really the only purpose the federal government serves. But, you know,
I'd like to get about 10 or 12 grand a month from the government, and that would help me live in the area of general welfare I want to live in. What do you think?
That would work for me. To be honest with you, that's one of the other questions I asked. I asked, okay, so what else should be free? Housing, food, clothes. I mean, granted, we do give that to some people, but they're only supposed to be people who temporarily need help, which, yeah, we know that doesn't work out that way. But so should everybody have a single family home? Should everybody have a reasonable, decent car? Should everybody have a phone and internet? What are the limits?
Yeah,
where does it stop?
Blamo thought it included a, you know, a free Obama phone and all that other fun stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that program.
That program was actually started under Reagan.
Thanks for that.
It was small.
To admit it, it seemed exponentially high numbers during those elections.
No.
I mean,
under Obama, it got really, really worse. And then they started giving away free internet. You know, not free, I'm sorry. Free or subsidized for low-income people, but, you know, you and I pay for it.
I'm just, I, I'm, the terminologies now in English are amazing to me. It's just like everybody was, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook today, but everybody was gooing over Elon Musk, okay, and what a great entrepreneur he is. And, you know, God, he's done so much. He helped so many people. Well, he's lighting up my wallet. He's lighting up your wallet. Why? Because he builds most of the stuff on grants he gets from the government. That's what kicks it into gear for him, right?
And isn't the government, isn't the state of California kicking him some subsidies?
Oh, yes, they are. They don't want him to leave and they're giving him some more money. Well, here's my take on it. You want to get grant money from us. You want to take this money. That's great. Here's the deal. Kick it back. I want my VIG over here in California. You're going to help us. You're going to give back. You could pay. He's one of those guys that believes everybody should have a basic salary. Yeah, you give it to them. You know,
right.
Kimberly,
exactly.
Real entrepreneurship. Yeah, the real entrepreneurship is when you put up your money, right? You put your house up, you put up your car, you give up something, you suffer a little bit to make a business go. All he does is he hires grant writers to get as much money as he can, which, you know, good for him taking advantage of the system like other people do. But don't make it sound like he's a financial genius.
No, exactly. And now he wants to build some stupid tunnel, that'll go from, I think, New York to Washington, super, super flat, super fly fast. And, of course, who's going to pay for it? The government. Did you see that? The
no.
The super fast tunnel he wants?
I don't know. No.
This guy's all about the government welfare dough, man. Big time.
Well, it's almost like they can't do anything, or government doesn't think we can do anything on our own. Can't put up the, you know, think about some of the most famous, there's that sound. Think about, during a break, some of those famous companies where somebody gave it their all. You know, they mortgaged their house to make,
yeah.
Well, we'll talk about one in particular when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran is with me. If you're going to stay with me through the next segment and more, we'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week here on the show. Helps me kick off the week. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there, including give me your email address. I want your email address so I can send you out an email once a week. Some of you got it last night. I'm asking the question where... my home city, Kimberly, you're going to love this one. Well, actually, Kimberly, this one won't even surprise you. But they just caught six people at the Registry of Motor Vehicles in Boston that were giving free, well, not free. They were giving out fake IDs, driver IDs, to illegal immigrants who had the right amount of pesos or money or whatever. So that was exciting. And it was... it's been going on for years. Somebody turned them in 2 years ago, and I said, it's amazing. They got past the Massachusetts State Police. They got past the Registry Police. They got past the Metropolitan Police. I mean, they must have been geniuses to be able to pull all this off. But anyhow, and that translated over to voter fraud. And so I did a whole piece on it. We're going to talk about it later on the show. But I just love this stuff. The stuff that doesn't exist but that is provable. Just always amazing.
Yeah, the stuff that doesn't exist. Oh, but except when it exists.
All right. So before we went to break, I said to you, true entrepreneurship, true, is when you've got your sweat in it. You've had to come up with a plan. It's your money on the line. That's what true entrepreneurship is. And I was watching the McDonald's story last night, or listening to it. And even though I'll never go there and eat again, and I can tell you why later, but. The thing behind it was, here's a guy who put his house up. And the original McDonald brothers, they put up all their finances. Then the other guy comes in, he puts up his house, his car, everything. He lays it all on the line, and that's entrepreneurship. Look what he has today, or look what McDonald's is today. That's what you can do if you bust hump and you've got some sweat in the game, right?
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of entrepreneurs... were very successful today, and even some who weren't successful will tell you they gave up everything. They put everything on the line and took all those risks to try to make their dream come true. And I'm sorry, but relying on government handouts isn't taking, you're risking someone else's money, not your own.
That's right. It's easy. Well,
you're risking that money.
Even Amazon, right? He used, what's his name, Bezos? Bezos borrowed his his parents' life savings. And I was talking to Tammy about it last night. I said, my God, I wouldn't do that. I'd be really hesitant to do that. They must have really trusted him because they pretty much gave him every nickel they had. But look what it is today. Him and Bill Gates, they trade slots for the richest man from time to time, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure his parents retired in a lap of luxury thanks to their taking a risk with his kid.
All right, so let's talk about some of the stupid stuff that's going on, like with the Trump, Donald Trump, or the Trump administration. I shouldn't say Donald Trump. It's the Trump administration that's looking to get the voter registration information so that they can clean up the rolls. And there was a group of states that were fighting it, even though you and I both know, because we're in this, it's not hard information to get to begin with, but those brilliant people in the state of New Hampshire did something kind of goofy. What was it?
Sorry, I was on mute. some states and Democrats are perpetrating the fraud that this information isn't already publicly available. You or I know that we can both go down to our town clerk tomorrow and get a voter list tomorrow.
Yep.
We might have to pay a few bucks for it, but it's readily available. Or we can go and view it at our state Secretary of State's office. And, of course, Democrat Party sells it to other people for cash and makes a profit off of it. So the New Hampshire ACLU, along with a half-witted Republican named Neil Kirk and another lame, kind of loony left-winging Democrat senator named Betty Lasky, decided to sue our New Hampshire Secretary of State, who happens to sit on the Trump's Election Commission, Bill Gardner, to make it so he didn't give this information. Well, today was the day they were supposed to go to court, and they settled. You know what they did? Instead of handing over the information, they're going to give him the information, but it has to be scanned in PDF format. So that will make it, quote unquote, not searchable. You know what? I have my own software, and anyone can buy it. Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can buy it. That converts that PDF into an Excel file. Bing, bang, bada, boom. Done. How stupid these people are.
Well, look, I was in the computer world for almost 20 years, right? And when that infamous email server was first wiped with a rag from Hillary Clinton, wiped down, I kept saying, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. I'll get the information off of there. It ain't that hard. You don't need the FBI to do that. It's just it's amazing what we buy. I mean, what we mentally buy with what they tell us.
Well, and this is one of the problems is we, too many people, not us, or even the listeners, but too many people just believe whatever they sell. And that's the problem. They believe that this information isn't public. They believe that this is private information and they're going to do something evil with it. It was Obama's election commission who recommended this be done. So Trump's election commission is just doing what Obama's election commission recommended. But Oh my God, Trump.
Well, it's always Trump. I've got an argument with people over the so-called Muslim ban. And why did he go after these specific six countries? It's because they're mostly Muslim. I said, I guess Hillary hated Muslims, too. Because she chose the six, you moron. They actually chose seven of them. And it's just amazing. It's what I've been saying as a mantra. Everything today, if you take a speech verbatim that Obama gave and Trump gives it, they're going to pull out bits and pieces of it and talk about how racist or what a homophobe or anything else that he is. It's just going to be amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, Mark Dice does that. Dice, Dice, whatever. He does that. He'll interview people, or somebody's been doing that, people and say something that Obama said and say Trump said it or vice versa. And if people believe that it was a Trump idea, they're against it.
Right.
They agreed with it before, but oh my God, no, that's Trump's idea. Oh no, I don't. That's I don't agree with that.
I just can't stand. That's why I tell people, look, if you're that ignorant, that you don't know who the vice president is, what he looks like, the three branches. I'm sorry. Give me your voter card. I think everybody should have a voter card. You, me, and about three other people would have the ability to run around and cut them up. What do you think?
Right. No, it's just, how are we supposed to move forward in this country when we have so many people that are so clueless? Seriously.
And we're not even talking about just ignorant people. I mean stupid people. I mean, I'm talking about people that are ignorant to, you know, I love their comment is always, I don't want to waste my vote. Well, if you don't want to waste your vote, then don't vote if you don't have any information. Because you are wasting your vote when you just check off a box to check off a box because you don't want to waste your vote. I mean, give me a break.
Right.
Anyway.
And that's, you know, that's another problem. And that's why we have so many issues with local, elections as well.
Yeah. Well, you heard about Chelsea, what's her name? Chelsea Handler did, right? You heard about...
Which
thing, right? The appropriate. So,
yeah.
Germany arrested two Chinese guys for making Nazi gestures. Now, bear in mind, Nazi gestures, okay? Chelsea Handler asks, why can't we do that here? So, my first thought, she actually even tweets it out. She tweeted out, two Chinese guys were arrested in Berlin for making Nazi salutes. Wouldn't it be nice to have laws here for people who think racism is funny? Well, first thing that came to my mind before I read anything is, hey, yo, listen up, you moron. Think about this. The Nazism, the Nazi sign, first thing that comes to my mind is Hitler and killing every Jew in the country, right? I mean, think about it. That's not what she was thinking. She has no clue that there's any connection there between the two. She just thinks that Nazism or the Nazi symbol is a symbol of hate. But she probably, I'd love to get her on the phone, probably couldn't tell you why, which is just as scary. She doesn't understand it.
No. She's completely clueless, and that's how most of them are. And the sad part is that people believe the things she says. Like, people, I don't watch these kind of shows. I just don't watch television at all most of the time. And because it's filled with people who are morons, basically. And the sad part is we are a type of society now that people believe them. You know what I mean? They have to go for a quick break.
We'll be right back. Put it on pause. I promise I'll let you finish on the other side. I'm Joe Mastini, host. You'll sit on the real side, but Kimberly Marin will be right back.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free artist assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, ready to go.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realsight.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. There's a live chat room at the website. There's also a live chat room. Well, not chat room. What is that thing called? A feed on Facebook. Also, one of our long-time listeners, very involved in the show. Our hearts and prayers go out to him. You could just call him Zell, and he does some memes and other stuff for us. But his brother passed away the other day. You can only imagine what that's like. So, again, like I said, our hearts and prayers go out to him and his family. I hope he's back soon. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. I don't know. According to that guy online with you or that lady, it's Kimberly Moron, isn't it? Or something like that. She's really poking at you?
Yes. Yes. She's not to show me where in the Constitution higher education is a right because she's not going to waste the time.
Oh, okay. Right. That usually means I screwed up. I don't have a clue, and I think I called out the wrong thing. Anyhow.
Oopsie.
I love that stuff. I just love it when you do that, and they really can't explain it. It's It's so convoluted, they have to twist it like a pretzel to get it to make any sense whatsoever. Just like our friend here, you know, Chelsea Handler. Again, not realizing those people weren't arrested or weren't stopped because it was hate speech in general. They were stopped because they were. It was a Nazi symbol, a Heil Hitler symbol, a symbol that says kill the Jews for all intents and purposes. But they're too dull. Hey, listen, they got a $58 fine, right? So how serious was it? But you see what I'm saying? There's no clue, just like this person dogging you, no clue as to the meaning of what they're saying.
No, absolutely no clue. And we don't want those laws here because we have free speech and we have a First Amendment. They don't have that in Germany, okay? We have a First Amendment. And I get there's different reasons why they would be against that in Germany. I completely understand that. But we have free speech, and it protects speech even if you hate it. It doesn't matter. You can hate it all you want. That person still has the right to say it. Well, that's just too bad.
I was thinking... So when it comes to what people are saying about President Trump, I wonder where they would what they would call hate speech, right? I mean, how many people would do jail time, like with her friend Kathy, what's her name, do jail time for cutting the head off?
What's her name, that horrible comedian, Kathy Griffin.
I was trying to get her name out of my head, but go ahead.
I know. In another country, they probably would.
But if... But this is how these people don't think things through. Think about something here. She's saying that she wants to, you know, put in these hate speech things so that you can't get away with saying these, right? So what would happen to Kathy Griffin under Chelsea Handler's hate speech rules? Would she get a pass because she's a comedian?
Oh, no, but that's not hate speech because it's against the other guy. Come on, Joe.
I get easily confused. I'm an old guy. Well, they don't. That's what I'm saying. They don't really think this stuff through. I mean, think about it. She wants hate speech, the things that make her feel uncomfortable. But what about stuff that makes me feel uncomfortable? How about when Mrs. Clinton, okay, said that if Catholics, I mean, I'm sorry, that if Christians didn't get in line with the way that the government thought about abortion and marriage and everything else, they would make laws to force us to give up our religious beliefs and come in line. And when that almost vice president nut job Kane told Catholics that they needed to change their scripture to fall in line with, you know, modern America. Hey, really? Are these are the people they wanted us to vote for?
Yes, they are. That's the craziness of it. That's why it's such insanity, and we are living literally in the Twilight Zone because. If you sit back, and I do this often, and just think about and listen to what these people say, it's insane. It doesn't make any sense. And you know what the problem is, Joe, is their policies, left-wing policies, have all these horrifying unintended, for some people, they're unintended consequences that hurt a majority when they think they're going to, oh, maybe they're going to help. But they don't pay attention to that. They don't look at the bigger picture. You know, it's just this narrow vision of this is what we believe, this is what we're going to put into place, we're right, you're wrong, and you're going to do what we want. And then, you know, if they took the blinders off and saw the bigger picture, they might see, oh, maybe you have a point, and maybe that won't work out exactly how we think, or maybe that idea would actually hurt us too. It's insanity.
The funniest thing that happened to me was in California, when it comes to voting and that kind of stuff. In California, they just went to this thing, or they, a few years ago, but they've been tweaking it out. They went to this thing called the California Voters' Rights Act. And what they do is they're forcing school boards, water boards, city councils to go to area voting. So it used to be that everybody was voted in at large. All right, so you could have a big city like ours. We have five school board members. So everybody got to vote for the school board members, all five of them. So you got a true say in the education of your child. Now, with the California Voters' Rights Act, when it comes in, every area gets to vote for one person. No matter how big or small the area, when the boundaries are drawn, you get to vote. Because that was supposed to allow more of the people who couldn't afford to run, give them a better shot at running. Now, it didn't go for any state seats. It only went for local seats. So I was in the room where they drew the maps out, and a woman who really couldn't stand me was dying to vote me out, looked at the map, looked at me, looked back at the map, looked at me and said, I can't believe this crap. I can't vote against you. I live outside your boundary. I said, hey, you voted for it. Thank you, Jesus. And I didn't know.
Awesome.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't realize. They, you know, they really don't realize that the unintended club. This is why the government, and it's not just, I'm going to say it's not just Democrats. That's why the right. government is run so poorly. If the government was, if the federal government or even the state and local governments were a business, they'd all be out bankrupt years ago, decades ago. Because that's not how you run things. You have to run them in an efficient and effective manner. And a business looks at every aspect. Okay, what are the risks? What are the bad things that could happen? What are the good things? What are we trying to do? They don't do that. We want to do this, and that's it. We want to do it. They're like Baruch Assault. I want it now. And no, they never think of the actual outcome. They don't look ahead. They always say they're progressive, and they think forward. Yeah, the only thing progressives push forward is the country over the cliff.
You know, what do you think about all the, and you know, we talk about fake news all the time, but I mean, really give some thought over the last 10 days of the news stories coming across, you know, President Trump has no chance. He's almost at a zero chance of winning in the next election. And then you see Vice President Pence is going to throw his hat in the ring in 2020. I mean, all these stories that are going across, and I'm saying to myself, instead of you guys planting all these fake stories, I would flip it and I would start planting positive stories about, not that there'd be a whole bunch of them, about Democrats across the country in different seats in different areas. Wouldn't you? I mean, this, after a while, with Judge Jeanine, she went out in the street asking people, is the Russian thing that important to you? No, don't care. Care about jobs, care about education, don't care about whether the Russians were involved or not. It's like, they're not hearing anybody in the general populace speak, the Democrats. You agree?
No, listen, I'll send this to you later. I wrote a story today about some new thing called Indivisible, and it's a whole manifesto on how to resist the Trump administration, but resist it at the local level, too. Nothing about what the Democrat Party can offer voters, just resist, 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 and it's funded by the Tides Foundation and all kinds of money, and they're trying to push it at the local level. This is a Soros idea. They're trying to push it up, and I'm not even kidding. Everybody, you know, you think this guy is just this arch enemy of America who it just doesn't really exist, but he does exist. He does. And this is another thing that he's pushing on the local level. Everyone around the country, wherever you're listening, pay attention. You're going to start seeing people at the local level all of a sudden appearing, but they're just going to be resisting and trying to get Republicans out of office. They're not offering anything better. They just want to resist. And I'll send that to you after, too.
No, there are some old guard Democrats that are coming out and saying, hey, this isn't working. You have to stop this kind of garbage. It's crazy. You know, in the next hour, one of the stories I'm going to do is about, was Jesus gay? All right, so now they're pushing the fact that he was, and yes, I know. And the reasons they're giving are just totally crazy. It's almost like, do they understand that nobody cares? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Quickly, Kimberly, tell people where they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, Western Journalism, Heartland Institute, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break, and you just heard it. Jesus may have been gay. Well, that's according to the left. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise. Hey, go tell your friends about the show. You got to restart at the top of the hour. Not my fault. Facebook's fault. I don't know what to tell you. If you're listening on a terrestrial station, God bless you. Stay with it, because we'll be back in just a few minutes, I promise.